After various localities and states, including Florida, began investigations last year on allegations that Office Depot was guilty of fraudulent pricing and overcharging on government contracts, Hillsborough County Commissioner Kevin White requested that the county conduct its own investigation to determine whether they had also been ripped off by the national retailer. But today, a county auditor said they had reviewed over 15,000 transactions for the last 6 months of last year and found nothing egregious to report. Dan Poto was with the Hillsborough Clerk of the Circuit Court County's Audit Department. He said his office did discover some items in which the county paid too much for, but he said that was offset by other purchases in which they received discounts.
Out of those 15,000, there was about $2,200 worth, which comes out to $6 an item. On the reverse side of that, we paid less than contract prices for $25,000 worth of items, which comes out to about $15 per item. So from that perspective, and overall, we've paid probably $22,000 less in that six-month period than what was on the contract. Those are probably due to maybe a special sales going on or items that maybe were being discontinued, that type of thing. So again, I think that we're in pretty good line with our Office Depot contract.
But Commissioner Kevin White wasn't satisfied that the review had been thorough enough.
I still think there were some significant areas that I wanted to be addressed that I don't believe that were wholeheartedly addressed in this in the particular audit that we did here and other areas, because in some of the emails that we got from the whistleblower gave us specific areas in which to look.
The clerk's office conducted the audit after it was suggested to White that the county's internal performance auditor was too busy for it. But after declaring that he thought that more investigation was necessary, White today suggested that the two departments work together on a follow-up. But Dan Poto, with the clerk of the court's office, told White that a second report simply was not necessary.
With all due respect, Commissioner, between the period of July 1st and December 31st, my office looked at every transaction that went through this county.
Okay.
Except for the special order items that amounted to a lot less. I don't know what else we could do. Over 15,000 transactions that we matched, and we come up with it, we're $23,000 ahead, plus the 10,000. The 10,000 you talk about that we got back had documentation that was an inch thick. Okay. So there was thousands of transactions in that $10,000 for $5 here, 10 cents there, a nickel there. With due respect, I'm not sure what else we could look at.
But White would not back down. He then asked Jim Barnes from the county's internal performance auditor's office if he thought the clerk of the court's report was satisfactory. Barnes said he had been in contact with the local whistleblower who brought the charges up initially with Commissioner White and said he had actually reviewed Poto's report with him.
We asked, the whistleblower to look at it and see if there was something we might have missed there, and he seems to think that there is.
But Dan Poto with the clerk's office said he would not cooperate and said follow-up reports of some of the original allegations in different states have proven fruitless.
Without my approval, my boss, but I will go on record, I'm an at-will employee, and I do not think it's in the best interest of the county's audit department with the clerk to go hand-in-hand with some whistleblower that's involved with a bunch of legal suits. And if we decide that we need to have a legal suit against Office Depot with the help of that whistleblower, I don't think that would look very good for us. That's my personal opinion.
The other commissioners agree with Poto, like Rose Ferlita.
We want to make sure we protect the taxpayers. I think what you have done is comprehensive, more than ample, and tells me that that's what it is. Mr. White wants that one last look. But I think what you've done more than compensates for any consideration for one more look.